Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, so does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us being our true innate being, being one, the divine energy of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 55. Be willing to feel like that happy little child in the sandbox. Be willing to feel like that happy little child in the sandbox. This kind of takes you back, doesn't it? In the sandbox. Can you remember the last time you played in a sandbox? Remember that time? What were you, 3, 4, 5 years old? And then maybe again, you actually go to the beach and you become that child again. You allow the child inside of you to come out and play in the larger sand, literally larger sandbox, a space filled with sand. We are told today to be willing to feel again like that. And the key word here is happy little child in the sandbox. To be, I am willing, desire, as if this is an order from an authority, a willing us to do this, a desire to feel again, the inclination to feel, to be in touch with the feelings of happiness, like a child is happy when they're playing in a sandbox. To be aware of, to be conscious of, to put ourselves back in that energy, sensitivity to being like that happy child. And of course, happy is feeling fortunate, lucky, feeling great joy and pleasure and gladness. So what does it take to be like that little child again in the sandbox? Feel again right now when you were that child, and we all were, whatever that sandbox was for you. For some, it's playing in the forest. For some, it's playing in the backyard. For others, it's literally in a sandbox with your bucket and your shovel. And others, for me, it's being at the beach and having this image, this perfect image of myself with my pail and shovel, playing in the sand, with the sun on my back, feeling the warmth right there at the edge where the sand meets the water. Take yourself back there and feel again what it felt like. By the way, do you remember what you were thinking? What were you thinking when you're playing in whatever that sandbox is for you? Were you thinking? Or were you simply in your world? And whatever is happening outside of that sandbox, whatever that sandbox is for you, your personal playground, did it even matter when you were in your playground? Was that as if it was a whole different world? And that was the make-believe, and your sandbox was the real place. This is what we're being asked to feel again, to come from this place again, that your playground, your home that you make for your play and for your joy and for your gladness is exactly that. That's the real world. And all the rest is some other place, as if it were in the movies. It's not the real world. Your playground is the real world. And then I want to take you to the next place. That's the playground physically, where you find yourself, that you create, that you go to, that becomes your sandbox, your place of absolute freedom to be you. You create your world here. And you are anything that you want here. And it is real. And the more that you believe in this world, the more real it is. And so then it's about taking this sandbox from the physical plane into your inner knowingness. Bringing that sand from the beach, that branch or leaf from the forest, that piece of ice from the ice rink, wherever it is that you play, keeping it in your heart, knowing this is reality. This is your reality. This is the truth. This is the space that allows you to come out and be 110% you. And as you really embrace this being that shows up in the playground, and allow that part of you to show up all the time inside of you. Even when you're not on the playground, you carry that feeling of being in the playground within you. You see the world from this place within you. You show up in the world from this place within you. That's the next place. That's the next level. Then the world seems to conform to match your reality. It starts with your willingness to bring this feeling back inside of you again, to feel this way again, to hold this feeling within you wherever you are. And make wherever you are your playground again, your sandbox again. And this is how you transform your world and the world. With this feeling that you had when you were a child and totally carefree, not concerned with the so-called realities of the world. Your world was in that sandbox. You were designing it in that sandbox. You were building it in that sandbox. You felt it. You saw it. It's as if you could taste it and you could touch it. You were one with this vision of truth. This place that was safe for you to fly, to be anything you wanted, and it felt so real. It's your ability, through your willingness, to recreate it now by feeling it again, allowing yourself to be in the space of happy. It's knowing that inside of you there is this child, this being that knows how to create, knows how to visualize, knows how to attract. And it starts with being happy. Happy to play. Happy to be who you are, feeling fortunate. After all, How in the world can you create anything if you don't feel blessed to have the opportunity to create it? The child starts with knowing they already are. They're happy. They show it. They feel it. They know it. It's the parents. It's the adults that tell the child, it's not so, that's make-believe. The truth is, that feeling is exactly what it takes to attract what they believe. It's the feeling that creates the vision, that creates the reality. And so we are reminded today, we are told today, we are really, it's as if it were a declaration, be willing to feel again like that happy little child in the sandbox. You want more? You desire more? You know there's more for you? Then step into your sandbox. We all have one, whether it's outside of us or inside of us. And I share with you that when we go into meditation, we are doing exactly that. We are stepping into our sandbox, our safe place to feel one with the universe, knowing we have the power and presence to create whatever it is we desire. That's what meditation does for each of us. Brings us back in touch with this knowingness, the knowingness of a young child. That little child inside of you has an opportunity to come out and play again. And you can do it if you choose. In the physical world, every day, once a week, once a month, once a year, a willingness on your part to feel again as a child. Carefree, safe, being you, building the vision from the inside out and seeing it done, knowing it is done, because you can sense it. You have the sensibilities and the awareness. You picture it so clearly as if you can really see it. Whether it's on the golf course or at the beach, climbing a mountain, chasing butterflies, taking the beauty of nature, the playground, the sandbox is here for you now. Every time you're willing to feel again like that child in the sandbox, you are willing to come back to your true nature, the power and source of creation. And that is what we are being, in essence, decreed to do now. Decreed. This is the order. Be willing. I desire this. I am aware, consciously aware, and I choose deliberate action to feel again. Feel. Be in touch totally with my total, complete beingness. Not just the mental self, the feeling self, complete beingness. I'm willing to integrate them by bringing this vision out, from the inside out, in the safety and the security of my personal sandbox, whatever that is for you. Consistently knowing, feeling, being in touch with this vision. Hold it close to your heart. Stepping into that wherever you go. Know, yes, it is true. It is done. And knowing your vision is reality. Your vision, the vision that comes through from that happy little child playing in their sandbox, is the truth. That is the reality. The rest is the illusion. Embrace with all your heart this reality. This is the truth. The truth that springs from your heart, that allows you to see and feel and touch from your inner self the vision that you desire, the vision that comes from your soul. And that's why it is true. It's coming from this higher part of yourself that sees the past, the present, and the future, and is nudging you on, urging you on, tickling you to go this way rather than that way, to see this vision rather than what someone else wants you to see. Keeps bringing you back to this higher truth. So you will be that happy child again, living in your world, the world of great fortune, being all of you, bringing out your true self, part of you that even if you're working and working hard, it's what you love and you feel such great joy, pleasure, happiness. This is what we're asked to be in touch with again, to feel again, we are told. Like that happy little child in the sandbox. It is up to each of us to listen to the signal inside and allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to find and be part of our personal sandbox, that arena, that space, that place where we can simply let loose, be ourselves, see and feel and touch truth, the truth that is right for us. Will you? Will you give yourself permission to feel like that happy child again? We're told, like that happy little child again. Give yourself permission to be that little child again that knows the world is here to serve you, to bring you great pleasure, to let you have happy time, to be free, to play, to be one in the world of your making. Will you give yourself permission to feel again like that happy little child in the sandbox? That is what is decreed for us today. It is the order we are given today by the highest authority. Will you? You have a choice at every moment. Will you consciously choose to allow yourself to be in a physical place that allows you to be feeling free, carefree, loving, and joy? Simply be yourself and follow your inner guidance. That is the request. That is the order, if you will, for us today. If you don't already have such a place, it's time to listen inside and get that direction and find that place. If you do have such a place, it's time to be there more often. And if you cannot be there physically, then go there in your meditation. Be willing to feel again like that little child in the sandbox on a daily basis. Hold that energy and feel again the power and presence to create. To create the power of God within you now. We're going to go here right now. I invite you to join me in meditation. I invite you to take long, deep, gentle breaths. Breathing inside. As you do, transport yourself mentally to your personal sandbox. Your, when you're there, seemingly private place that brings you such joy every time you're there. Perhaps a place from your childhood, perhaps the beach, a mountaintop, a playground, a forest. Swimming at a lake. Transport yourself inside. See and feel yourself there now. Feel how happy I am. How carefree I am. Feel that joy bubbling up inside of you, being expressed with every thought, every word, every action. The great pleasure. Feel it now. The wonder and the curiosity. Feel it now. The largeness of this moment, of this place. Feel it now. The I am possible. Feel it now. How lucky I am. Feel it now. The gladness to be here. Feel it now. Feel these feelings deep inside of you. Coming from your heart, feel them pumping through your entire being now. Your being here now, in this space of pure joy, gladness, pleasure. Happiness, good fortune, how lucky I am. Feel that pulsating through every cell and atom of your being as it travels through the byways within you. Pumping through every vein, capillary, and artery, feeding every muscle, every organ, down to its most minute piece. You are regrowing every cell and atom of your being rapidly, easily, under grace. This is the energy of divine love in you. Feel the love. Feel the love. The love that comes from being you. The love that comes from being one with you and your higher self. The love that comes from being one with you, your higher self, and your God self. Allowing yourself to feel love. Opening your heart. Trusting your heart. Listening to your heart. taking this action now. Feel this love lighting you up from the inside out. Feel this joy again and again. This joy that comes from playing you. Simply being one with the child in you that simply desires to be in this space of pure joy. Feel this joy . Feel this wonderment. Feel this awe. This perfect moment. And in this space, see the truth of your desire. Feel the truth of your desire. Whatever it is, dear one, drop it in this space. Bring it into your sandbox, your playground, your perfect place. Bring it in, knowing all is well. It is safe. You are safe. This desire that keeps coming back again and again. See and feel the truth inside. Bathe it with this pure joy, this highest of all high loves. As if you're sending it pure showers of joy. Golden white light from the sun, transforming it now as it blossoms into all and better than you could ever desire. This urging that keeps coming to you. Feel that it is done. Touch it. Taste it. Smell it. See it. Be one with it now. The transformation is done. Inside. Feel the truth with joy, with gladness. Know it is done. Feel how lucky I am. How blessed I am. It is done. Now, dear one, it's time to come back to live your life from this place with this feeling and bringing your inner playground sandbox out into the world, living from this place, being from this place, one with divine love. Following the inner nudging of your higher self, feeling safe and secure, knowing God's got your back. All is well. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Becoming aware of our physical body temple, breathing into our hearts, breathing into our head, breathing into our hands and fingers and squeezing them ever so gently. Breathing into your feet and toes and squeezing them as well. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be light, love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Feel like a happy child again. Be in the space of joyfulness. Be carefree and be who you really are. Transformation is done under grace.
You are blessed. God bless. Namaste.